Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning on our call to discipleship, that these reflections are of you, by you, and for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks, for a moment. He's a tall, blue-eyed actor, 25 years old and single, makes terrific calamari, enjoys chick flicks, and always remembers birthdays. Sounds like a decent catch, doesn't he, for any single guy or gal looking for love? Forget decent, he's a great catch. He's a great catch. Yet, according to eHarmony.com, not so much. You might be familiar with it, that online dating service that maybe you've heard about. So when this eligible young man finished his personality test, he was rejected. Believe it or not, after typing in all his various qualities, characteristics, eHarmony spit him out and said, "Nope, you are not a good candidate." The young man was stunned. He said to the actor at the Wall Street Journal, "Is it even possible?" He assumed that with an online dating service, you'd be guaranteed to meet someone. Not so much. Never in his wildest dreams did he think that he would be rejected. Seems like some of these online dating services apparently are using a whole new marketing ploy. You're familiar with some of them. FarmersOnly.com, Match.com, ChristianMingle.com. The list goes on and on and on. There are many, many online dating services. Well, now folks can have to be approved just by entering in through the software, and they can be kicked out before they even have a match. Unbelievable. Some sites will tell you up front they have very highly selective standards. One actually asks for a college degree from an elite college before you can be considered for a match. Harder and harder to prove that you're of the right type. Are you of the right type? So when you go online, you search for a date, be prepared. You might not be the right type, even if you are tall, blue-eyed, and a sucker for romantic movies. You just not be the right type. Now, maybe this is not a concern for all of you. It's not a concern of mine at the present time, after renewing our 20th vows a couple weeks or so ago. But here's the bigger question, and it is the heart of today's gospel. Are we Jesus' type? Are we Jesus' type? If we were to fill out ediscipleship.com, might we be considered a capable disciple of the Lord moving forward? Well, today Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He's just completed his ministry in Galilee. He's on his way to Jerusalem, and he encounters three folks, and he checks out to see if they might make a good disciple. An ediscipleship.com through Jesus. So he comes to a Samaritan's village. Now we recognize that Samaritans and Israelites didn't speak to one another. It's like wearing a Yankees cap and going to Fenway Park to see a Red Sox game. You're not going to be very, very well received. So even the fact that Jesus walked into Samaria, not well received at all. The first one, not a Jesus type there. He's not going to find anyone. Next, Jesus encounters a man along the road, an idealist, a romantic. The guy says to him, "I will follow you anywhere, dear Lord." Jesus senses that this guy has a wrong idea about life as a disciple, and he gives him a little test. He says, "Foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Jesus is not sure what this individual is looking for. Maybe he sees Jesus as his meal ticket to a life of luxury. He dreams of affluence and comfort, and Jesus has a rude awakening for him along the way. You want a life of luxury, you're looking in the wrong place. No Jesus type here for this romantic. A short time later, he comes upon another potential disciple, a pragmatist. Seems responsible and reasonable, right? He passes the initial test on ediscipleship.com, and then he says to the Lord, "I need to go forth and bury my father." Now, this is a very reasonable request, you would think. And at the time of Jesus, that's a very mature thing to do, to go forward and bury your father. And Jesus says, not so much. I mean, he's not asking to go to the slot machines or go to Vegas. This is a very, very reasonable request. He says, "Let me go bury my dad." And Jesus says, "Let the dead bury the dead." Jesus sounds harsh, sounds really insensitive here. He says, if you want to be my type, you must focus on life, not on death. Put your energy into proclaiming the kingdom of God. Digging holes for the dead are for those. Others are able to do that. But if you want to be a disciple, you focus on life You focus on the kingdom of God, reminding us of the priorities that Jesus establishes to be a good disciple. Finally, the procrastinator, I will follow you, but let me go home and say goodbye first. I need to say goodbye to my families and friends. Jesus hits the reject button. Will not allow anyone to turn from their path who he has called them forward. So once we're on the path moving forward, there's no turning back in the eyes of the Lord. He expects a radical commitment, total intensity, complete focus. Anything less than 100% will not be allowed to be a disciple. So the match on ediscipleship.com will not happen. So as it turns out, none of these folks are really made available to be disciples. The idealist, the pragmatist, the procrastinator. So where does this leave us? Does anyone have a chance to be a disciple? Are any of us called to be a disciple? Is there a possibility? See, Jesus is offering folks a life of intense happiness, deep fulfillment, and unending love. And he says in three ways you can be named a disciple. First of all, share my determination for Jerusalem. Jesus has just left Galilee on his way to Jerusalem. He says, I need you to walk with me through the cross, to the resurrection, and then to new life. If you embrace all that life gives you, you can experience the new life in heaven. If you can do that, you can be a disciple. Secondly, if you have faith in Jesus rather than the creature comforts of the world. So embrace our faith, trust that life is taken care of us for Jesus, which gives us meaning, security, and balance. So we desire to be one with the Lord as opposed to our desire for power, wealth, security. In that faith, we therefore are one in the Lord. And we look ahead, we don't look back. Therefore, moving ahead with hope, anytime anything going on in our life that is difficult, we embrace it with hope and love, knowing the Lord will walk along beside us. We have the power to be compatible. We have the power to pass the test on ediscipleship.com. The choices, therefore, remain with us. We will have abundant life and levels of happiness, fulfillment, and love we never thought possible. So this week we go online, we fill out ediscipleship.com, and we know that when we spit in happiness, abundance of life, and ongoing hope, we will make it in ediscipleship.com. We are all called to be disciples of the Lord.